Greetings and welcome to this Power for Positive Living podcast. My name is James Huey, and I am your host for this podcast series, offering openness and caring through the gifts of listening hospitality. I invite you to join me as we explore diverse topics for enriching the quality of your life. Power for positive living and friendship. If one listens to most conversations that we encounter during our daily lives, it might be easy to assume that there is only one truth about an area of living and that the speaker is conveying it to others who play their role of listeners. Many persons operate with the binary viewpoint that there is truth and reality that should be apparent to all reasonable and intelligent people. From this perspective, there is the truth, and that the other view, which can take the form of untruths, lies, errors, ignorance, misinformation, etc., should be avoided. As humans, we tend to believe that what is true for us should also be true for others. Our life journey has allowed us to learn what is true for us. Since it works well for our own life viewpoint and our belief of value system, we can easily believe that it would work well if others would see our wisdom, our knowledge, and incorporate our viewpoints into their lives. Is your life full of persons who are eager to teach you the truth about a wide variety of life choices? Probably so. Most of us have a variety of persons around us who are very eager to tell us what is true and correct, and then apply some type of social pressure for us to change to accepting their version of what they see as the truth. As social animals, we humans are constantly receiving and evaluating these truths about life choices. As humans, we like to be liked. Our society encourages us to listen to various viewpoints with the belief that we can learn from others. People tend to like us when we give them the gifts of listening to their life story and how they see the reality of life. Many of us then choose to avoid conflict and then buy the gift of being liked by agreeing with another's viewpoint, even if that viewpoint is different from our own. Most speakers not only want us to hear and understand their viewpoints, they tend to want some degree of agreement with their perspective. If these persons are family and friends, we tend to want the approval of these persons to some degree. Agreeing with the stated perspectives of another person is usually one easy way we can earn easy approval and be liked by them. After all, being liked by other people does make much of our life journey easier and even more enjoyable. Many individuals not only want to be heard, they have a competitive spirit in that they want to win over other persons to their viewpoints. Like most competitions, there tends to be a winner and a loser. There are many persons who allow themselves to be only labeled as winners and that losing is a situation to be strenuously avoided. They may see a binary choice where winning is being strong and losing as weak. For some, there is a value system perspective that winning over another is a good behavior, while losing to another is bad behavior. So it should be avoided. These persons tend to avoid facing situations where it might be possible to win and maybe even lose at the same time. Living in a nation of over 330 million people, most adults find themselves having to create their own system of finding and implementing truths that personally fit the unique individual person that they are. Many of us are better equipped to learn from our life experiences than are others. Some are fortunate to realize that the opportunity to learn about life choices is never-ending. Others make the choice to accept what they know and value at this point in their life and then work diligently to avoid making any changes to that particular perspective. Whatever a person decides about finding their own personal truths about life, we do have individual choices to support this decision. We can choose to spend much of our life seeking information that conforms to our personal value and belief system, or perhaps even seeking information that may contradict it. The various sources of information that you and I decide is best for us will significantly determine what becomes the truth for us. The specific choices you and I make for receiving information from others usually determines what decisions we make on what is really true for each of us. If we receive and believe specific sources like social media or a particular friend or family member, one newspaper or one news TV network, we tend to accept these inputs as true over viewpoints, experiences, or attitudes which are different. Others will choose to experiment and seek sources of information which offer various perspectives for us to consider being flexible in evaluating possible changes in what we have believed and valued up to this point in our lives. Wellness psychology tends to support the viewpoint of continuum options in our choices with the flexibility to periodically evaluate our personal values and beliefs. I have found general acceptance of the belief that yesterday is gone, and I can learn from it. What today is and tomorrow eventually becomes remains my personal choice for now. In our society, there are many options for one to explore their personal truths about life. In some areas, this exploration can be relatively easy and even supported by our social connection system with other people. We may be fortunate to have our values and beliefs accepted easily by others, whether they do or do not fit their personal system. However, there are other situations where it can be most difficult to share our personal truths with others and have them accepted as being truly personal. There are persons who see life situations and relationships as the binary choices of right or wrong, good or bad, either or. Individuals can also choose to view much of their life or personal truths through a specific prism, such as politics, religion, racial or ethnic groups, geography location, age, gender, financial and social groupings, etc. During the COVID-19 pandemic, it seems that many of the frequent conflicts about ways to manage public health behavior seem to have a political flavor about them. There were many perspectives that came in conflict because people see their life differently. Choices which may not seem to have been political by many, such as public health behaviors of mask wearing or church and school openings and closings, came to be seen by significant numbers through a particular political prism. The challenge came to be finding ways that accommodate different individual views into what would work well for society as a group. These conflicts of making healthy choices, allowing many individuals to confront and decide the varying degrees of making choices that favored an individual viewpoint or one closer to collective, group-oriented behaviors. Our seemingly inability to collectively decide what is best for the 330 million members of our society produced many individual and society stresses. It seems that some persons accepted the inevitable that life really is about different strokes for different folks and moved on to construct their own personal truths. Others decided that their personal viewpoints of reality was the best for everyone else and then pushed behaviors to impose their views on others. We each pay some type of price to live with other people. These specific prices vary from the life journey we lived to what prices we are willing and to what prices we are able to pay to live peacefully with others in our society. Wellness psychology encourages us to practice introspection for us to select our own personal truths that work in our lives while being respectful that other persons will make different choices. We tend to be more physically and emotionally healthy when we recognize and accept that personal truths really are personal. We as individuals make decisions on our information sources that usually determine the personal truths that we will choose to accept. Our decisions create, implement, and manage the personal power that you and I have for choosing positive living. This is your friend and host, James Huey. I thank you for listening to me on these podcasts as I share viewpoints from my own experience with wellness psychology. These are my gifts to you, my listeners. As your friend and host, I always encourage you to value and nurture yourself as the unique human individual that I believe you are. Until next we meet, I remain committed to power for positive living and friendship. Good day.